most of those songs, it's a very, in a mild sense, it's a protest album. I love the modern world. I'm not a grumpy Luddite. I'm not a grumpy old man, not at all. But the modern world, even now here around me, two or three of the musicians, two certainly, are constantly tapping at their apps on their whatever that's called. And they're doing it constantly. You know, I have to say to them, hey guys, I'm talking, do you mind? We need to discuss that song. We need to discuss the performance. Put that. Will you turn that off? Because no one's that important. Who are you? Why are you doing this all the time? Just checking my email. Check it later. Nothing's that urgent in your life. I know it's not. Stop doing this. It's discourteous. It's rude. It's disrespectful. And two of them are doing it all the time. They know who they are, but we discuss it. All grown-ups, you know. And in the kids, the teenagers who don't read books anymore. And he says the narrative in there is simply, we live on cartoons and Fridays. This isn't difficult. In England, a lot of people are writing to me. Sometimes it's beautiful. It's just so touching. I had an email from a broadcaster, a very, very respected music broadcaster. And I was with her on another issue, and my assistant said that Steve wants you, is the new album. And she went away with it. And she wrote to me 4 or 5 days later, this very deep, very respectful, beautifully conceived letter, email. It was embarrassing because she picked out phrases of mine, which are hard work. You know, you've either got it or you haven't. I suppose I've got it sometimes. But phrases, and she's this faith and virtue. She said, my teenagers are just, you've talked about my kids. And I said, tell me. I wrote back and said, tell me more. I'd like to know. What do you get from this? But she was so erudite and explicit. It was beautifully written. And she said, in the second verse, he says, no sense of chaos in the dance. I know what I'm saying. And she knew instantly what I meant. She says, fantastic. There isn't any more. Meaning, in England, there's a big drive. And you'll have it here, too. It's the Latins who put two fingers up to it. Health and safety. No one can walk down the street anymore without a harness and a hard hat. It's getting so ridiculous. Accidents happen. That's why they're called accidents. And this ambulance chasing lawyers that we've inherited from the American system, it's just dreadful. Everyone's scared to say anything for being non-politically correct. Everyone's scared to, like he says in that song, we breathe on tiptoes. You know, on tiptoe, you creep. Just to live, we breathe on tiptoes and my ways, which is my ways as in karaoke. Nothing's for real anymore. It's all X Factor, pop idol and bollocks like that. We breathe on my ways, meaning. So I find all this very, very self-explanatory. No sense of chaos in the dance, meaning everything's so safe. We should dance at random. We should be free again. And I really do want it. I'm getting so very pent up. My wife's worse than me. She's brilliant at the mocking of the modern world. She's just brilliant at it. So that's essentially what it is. It's a protest song about the about today. Not the future. We live on cartoons and Fridays. You go to Oslo, I love Norway so much. I play there a lot and I love it. They only drink on Fridays because it's so expensive. You know? They can only drink when they've been paid. So on Friday nights, you see, especially in Oslo, you just see them all lying in the gutter at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's essentially it. You know. I find it all very self-explanatory, but people write to me saying it's cryptic and surreal and full. It's full of allegory, no question of that. But then what's the point of poetry if it's not allegorical? That's exactly what it is. I read my Goethe. I read Goethe in German, which I just think is just delicious. I read it for the taste, for the feel in my mouth, the phonetics and the shapes. So I read it, and I read it aloud if I'm alone. And underneath is a brilliant, apparently, my German friends have told me, is a brilliant translation. So, you know, talk about analogy. Christ! Du musst Amboss oder Hammer sein. Talk about analogy. You know, you've got to be hammer or anvil, but we're humans. So this is packed with allegory. Not analogy, but allegory. So, yeah, it's in there, but that's what I am, isn't it, really? Take it or leave it. I might not be Goethe. I might not be T.S. Eliot or Shakespeare, but I try to write poetry.